Thank you for being an incredible supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, the home of the Murder Tape Chronicles. We're thrilled to have you as part of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes and comments mean the world to us and help us reach a wider audience with our stories. Plus, with new episodes released every day, your feedback plays a vital role in shaping what we create. It truly makes a difference. Your loyalty and enthusiasm fuel our passion for crafting gripping tales, and we're so grateful for your support. Today, we're excited to present Crown of Broken Teeth, a story that promises to keep you on the edge of your seat. Let's dive into this thrilling narrative together. Chapter 1: The Chemist's Curse. The doctor's office smelled like formaldehyde and regret. I'd chosen this clinic on purpose, a crumbling concrete box on the outskirts of Juarez, where the nurses didn't ask for IDs, and the x-ray machine probably gave you cancer instead of diagnosing it. Perfect for a man like me. A ghost. A cockroach. A narco-quimico with three governments and two cartels wanting his head on a stick. The tumor showed up as a black fist on the scan. The doc, a sweaty skeleton in a lab coat, tapped the film with a pen that trembled in his hand. Stage 4. Inoperable. Maybe 6 months, if you're lucky. He wouldn't look me in the eye. Smart man. You don't stare down rabid dogs or cartel chemists. I laughed. A wet, jagged sound that turned into a cough. Blood speckled my palm, dark as motor oil. Lucky. I wiped my hand on my jeans. You think I've ever been lucky? Asterisk. He flinched when I stood. My boots left dusty prints on his sterile floor. How much? I asked. For what? The silence. I tossed a roll of bloodstained pesos onto his desk. You never saw me. This never happened. He nodded, quick and birdlike. Of course. But the pain. It'll get worse. You should consider. Morphine. I grinned, baring teeth yellowed from smoke and chem lab fumes. I'll stick to my own product, thanks. The sun was a white-hot knife stabbing through my skull as I stepped outside. Juarez sprawled in front of me, a carcass picked clean by vultures. Rotting colonial buildings leaned against meth labs. Kids with Glocks bigger than their arms loitered outside tienditas selling single cigarettes and fentanyl patches. A stray dog gnawed on a human femur in the gutter. Tuesday. My lab wasn't much to look at. A rusted steel door tucked behind a slaughterhouse off Avenida Juarez. The owner, a pig-faced pistolero named Iladio, let me rent the basement for a cut of my product. As long as the meth's clean, he'd grunt, counting cash with sausage fingers. And you hose down the floor. Last guy left brains everywhere. The stairs groaned under my weight. The air thickened with the stench of ammonia, blood, and the sweet rot reek of chemicals. Fluorescent lights buzzed overhead, flickering like a strobe in hell. My workspace was a Frankenstein mashup. Glass beakers bubbling over Bunsen burners, sacks of pseudoephedrine stamped with Chinese lettering, a stolen hospital Ford drip rigged to distill heroin. And in the corner, humming like a trapped wasp, my pride and joy, the cesium-137 core I'd ripped out of a radiotherapy machine in Monterey. I'd named the core La Viuda, the widow. She glowed faintly in the dark, a siren song in metal. Deadly. Beautiful. Just like every woman who'd ever cursed my name. Flashback. The first time I stole radioactive material, I was 19. My brother Carlos drove the getaway car, a beat-up Chevy with a Jesus dangling from the rearview. "This shit'll kill us, hermano," he'd said, eyeing the lead-lined cooler in my lap. "Faster than the cartel." I'd shrugged. "Only if we drop it." Carlos laughed. He always laughed. Even when the Federals put a bullet in his lung 6 months later. Even when El Alcon made me watch as he sliced Carlos's throat over a disputed shipment. "Family teaches loyalty," Javier had said, wiping his machete on my shirt. "Remember that, Chimuelo." I'd remembered. Oh, I'd remembered. The widow hissed as I opened her casing. Blue light spilled across my hands, etching my bones in shadow. I'd spent months perfecting the formula. Cesium-137 bonded to a heroin base, stabilized with nitric acid. One syringe could light up a man's veins like a Vegas strip before turning him into a puddle of glowing sludge. But tonight, something was wrong. The Geiger counter on the shelf spiked as I stirred the mixture. Click, click, click. Sweat dripped down my neck. My left eye pulsed with a migraine that had been building for days. The tumor's greeting card. Fuck it. I filled a syringe, radiant shimmering inside like liquid diamond. My hands didn't shake. They never shook. Chemistry requires precision. So does vengeance. I pressed the needle to my forearm. Boss wants to see you. Rico's voice was a gravel truck idling in the doorway. I didn't turn. Couldn't let him see the syringe. Tell him I'm in the middle of a batch. Now. I slipped the syringe into my boot. Stood slow, like a coyote sizing up a trap. Rico filled the doorframe, biceps straining his Cristo Rey tank top. A fresh bloodstain bloomed on his jeans. Some poor pendejo who'd crossed El Alcon. Again. What's the emergency? I asked, grabbing my leather jacket. The cesium hummed in my pocket. Rico spat on the floor. Some putas skimmed a kilo. Boss is antsy. Antsy meant bodies. Antsy meant Javier was losing control. Good. Javier's villa was a grotesque parody of power. A pink stucco nightmare guarded by teenage sicarios with gold-plated AKs. They patted me down at the gate, confiscating my switchblade and a vial of fentanyl. Missed the cesium. Amateurs. The pool area stank of chlorine and decadence. Javier floated on his back, cigar in one hand, a crystal glass of Anejo in the other. A girl, skeleton thin, maybe 15, perched on the edge, dipping her toes in the water. Her eyes were empty. Miguel. Javier beamed, crocodile teeth glinting. You're late. Traffic, I said. Federals had a checkpoint on Benito Juarez. He climbed out of the pool. Water sluiced off the jaguar tattoo snarling across his chest. The girl scurried away like a scared rabbit. You look like shit, Chimuelo, he said, using the old nickname Gaptooth. A reminder of the molar he'd knocked out when I'd questioned an order. Losing sleep. Perfecting your new product. I tossed him the vial of Radiant. He caught it, squinting at the glowing liquid. What's this? Gatorade from Oricon's. The future. I kept my voice flat. One dose, they're euphoric. Two, they're dead. No antidote. No trace. Javier's smile faltered. He hated being impressed. Prove it. He snapped his fingers. The girl froze mid-step, her bare feet leaving damp prints on the tiles. Rico grabbed her arm, wrenching her forward. No, she whispered. Rico jammed the needle into her neck. For three heartbeats, nothing. Then her skin began to glow. Madre de Dios, Javier breathed. The girl giggled. A high, hysterical sound. She pressed her hands to her cheeks, marveling at the light bleeding through her fingers. It's beautiful. Then the seizures hit. She collapsed, back arching like a bow. Neon green vomit sprayed across Javier's pristine tiles. Her eyes hemorrhaged, tears of blood sizzling where they hit the pool deck. Javier watched, transfixed, as she choked out her last breath, a wet gurgle that sounded almost like laughter. How much can you make? His voice was hoarse. A liter a week, I lied. The Geiger counter in my pocket screamed silently. Double it. He kicked the corpse. The Sinaloas are sniffing around our ports. Time to send a message. I nodded. Let him think he'd won. The girl's body still glowed as I left, a gruesome nightlight in the shape of a child. Back in the lab, I uncapped the syringe hidden in my boot. The radiant shimmered. Inviting. Carlos's face flashed in my mind. Not as he'd died, screaming around a mouthful of blood, but earlier. When we were kids. Stealing mangoes from old Senora Ortiz's tree. Laughing. This is for you, hermano, I whispered. The needle slid in smooth. Fireworks exploded behind my eyes. My veins lit up like power lines. For the first time in years, I didn't feel the tumor. Didn't feel anything but pure, radiant rage. Then the pain hit. I collapsed against the workbench, beakers shattering. The widow's hum crescendoed to a scream. Blood, glowing blood, poured from my nose. Click, 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 went the Geiger counter. Click, 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 went my teeth as I laughed. Chapter 2, Neon Nightmares. The first time I saw a man die from Radiant, he was humming. A skeletal toccato with sunken eyes and a meth-scarred smile, crouched in the alley behind Eladio's slaughterhouse. He'd scored a vial from one of Javier's new runners. A twitchy kid named Chucho who still had baby fat on his cheeks. The toccato didn't hesitate. Slammed the needle into his neck like he was stabbing a lover. Then he leaned back against the graffiti-smeared wall, closed his eyes, and hummed. It was a church hymn. Santa Maria, Madre de Dios. His veins lit up first, crackling blue lines under paper-thin skin, like lightning trapped in a corpse. Then his teeth. His fucking teeth glowed. He opened his eyes, and for a second, I swear he looked at peace. Like the cancer in his lungs and the rot in his soul had finally stopped screaming. Then his jaw unhinged. A geyser of neon green vomit erupted from his throat, splattering the bricks with radioactive sludge. The smell was sweet, rotting fruit and burned hair. He clawed at his chest, fingernails tearing through flesh as if he could dig the poison out. When he hit the ground, his body kept twitching, glowing brighter with every spasm. I lit a cigarette and watched him die. "This is what I've made," I thought. "A sacrament for the damned." The streets ignite. Word spread fast. By dawn, every junkie in Juarez was hunting Radiant. They called it Luz de Angel, Angel Light. The dealers rebranded it fast. One hit, you see God. Two hits, God sees you. They sold it in back-alley shooting galleries. Neon vials passed hand to shaking hand like communion wafers. I wandered the Barrio Azteca that week, hood pulled low, watching my creation metastasize. A radiant den had opened in an abandoned church, stained glass shattered, pews burned for warmth. Addicts huddled in the nave, syringes dangling from their arms like grotesque jewelry. Their skin pulsed with an otherworldly glow, casting shadows of skeletal saints on the walls. "It's a miracle," whispered a woman cradling her infant. The baby's eyes were milky white, irradiated. "The Virgin speaks through the light." I vomited behind the altar. Javier's hunger. El Alcón summoned me again. No poolside theatrics this time, just a windowless room reeking of sweat and paranoia. Javier paced, his tailored suit hanging loose. The radiant I'd spiked into his coke was working. His gums bled yellow. His left eye had a permanent twitch. "The Colombians want 10 liters, he snapped. "The Sinaloas offered double. Que chingados is taking so long?" I leaned against the wall, feigning exhaustion. Let him think the lab was my only vice. The bonding process is delicate. Rush it, and the cesium destabilizes. Bullshit. The truth. I was rationing the cesium. Every batch of radiant brought me closer to burning his empire, but I needed him alive long enough to watch it crumble. Javier grabbed my collar. His breath stank of decay. "You have a week, or I'll feed you to La Viuda." I almost laughed. "She's already eating me. The addict's gospel." Her name was Marisol. 16, maybe. Barefoot, with track marks climbing her arms like ivy. She found me outside the lab one night, shivering in the cold. "You're him, aren't you?" she whispered. "The angel maker." I tried to shove past. "Fuck off. Please." She pulled out a syringe of radiant, hands steady. "Bless me." I don't know why I stopped. Maybe because she reminded me of Carlos, that same desperate hope in her eyes. Or maybe the tumor was melting my brain. "You know what this does," I said. She nodded. "My brother used it. He glowed for hours. Said he saw Mom again. He's dead. So am I." She pressed the needle to her throat. "Might as well burn pretty." I knocked the syringe away. It shattered on the concrete, radiant pooling like liquid starlight. "Come inside," I growled. "And don't touch anything. The lab." Marisol became my shadow. She slept on a cot in the corner, stole my cigarettes, and asked too many questions. "Why'd you make it glow?" Cesium-137, I muttered, calibrating the centrifuge. "Ionizes the bloodstream." "No. Why?" The Geiger counter spiked. I ignored it. "To punish them." "Who?" "Everyone." Rico's doubt. Rico started showing up unannounced. He'd linger in the doorway, watching Marisol with a predator's gaze. "Boss'll kill you if he finds out you've got a pet," he said, polishing his Glock. "She's nothing," I lied. "Nothing's free, Chimuelo." He tossed a bag of cesium pellets on the table. "Boss says hurry." I counted the pellets. Half what I'd requested. "Tell him I need more." Rico smirked. "He said you'd say that. Told me to remind you." He grabbed my arm, thumb digging into the fresh needle marks. "Radiant first. Or the girl gets a new hole to sell." Marisol didn't flinch. Just stared at him with dead eyes. "I'd like to see you try." Rico left laughing. The mass overdose. It happened at the Mercado. A dozen addicts shot up behind the butcher stalls, thinking Radiant would make the flies stop buzzing. They danced first. Glowed. Then their skin sloughed off in sheets. The news called it a terrorist attack. The cartel blamed the Sinaloas. I sat in the lab, grinding cesium into powder, and listened to Marisol describe the bodies. "They looked happy," she said. "They weren't," I snapped. "How do you know?" The tumor answered with a cough. Blood sprayed the workbench, black and thick. "Because nobody's happy dying," I lied. "The betrayal." Marisol stole a vial. I caught her jabbing it into her arm, tears cutting through the dirt on her face. "Why?" I wrenched the syringe away. "You're dying," she sobbed. "When you're gone, who'll protect me?" "Nobody." I crushed the vial under my boot. "That's the point." She kissed me then. A desperate, bloody kiss that tasted like regret and Chernobyl. Then let me burn with you, she whispered. I almost said yes. The fire. Javier raided the lab that night. He knew about Marisol, knew about the missing cesium, knew everything. They dragged her out by her hair. Rico held me back, pistol pressed to my temple as Javier carved into her with a box cutter. You forget, he hissed. I own your pain. Marisol didn't scream, just stared at me, glowing faintly as her blood pooled around the cesium core. Lo siento, I mouthed. She smiled. Burn them all. The fallout. I work faster now. The lab's walls sweat radiation. The Geiger counter screams nonstop. Javier wants radiant? He'll get it. Enough to drown every Sicario, every corrupt cop, every greedy politician in molten light. Marisol's body is still in the corner. I haven't moved her. She glows brighter every day, a saint in a slaughterhouse. Sometimes, when the pain is bad, I think I hear her humming. Santa Maria, Madre de Dios. Chapter 3, Blood and Betrayal. Expanded to 20,000 plus words. The first rule of survival in the cartel? Trust no one. Not your mother. Not your priest. Especially not the ghosts. But when your lungs are clogged with radioactive rot and your hands shake so bad you can't hold a syringe, even ghosts start looking like company. Marisol's corpse stayed in the corner of the lab for 11 days. I told myself it was to monitor the cesium's decay rate. A lie. The truth was, I couldn't let her go. Not yet. Her body had become a shrine, skin translucent as wax paper, veins still pulsing faintly blue. Sometimes, when the morphine fog thinned, I swore I heard her voice. You're a coward, Miguel. She wasn't wrong. The ghosts of Juarez. Javier's men started dropping like irradiated flies. First it was Paco El Sapo Mendoza, a sweaty triggerman with a habit of executing rivals in bathtubs full of acid. Found him in a ditch off Route 45, his bloated body glowing like a deep-sea anglerfish. Then Raul, Javier's personal chef, who'd laced empanadas with cyanide for a decade. He melted mid-shift, his face sliding off his skull like hot cheese. Javier called an emergency reunion. His villa stank of panic and decay. The remaining lieutenants, Rico, Nacho, La Serpiente, stood stiff as mannequins, sweat soaking their silk shirts. Someone's poisoning us, Javier rasped. A black lesion split his lower lip, oozing yellow pus. Find them. Skin them. Hang them from the bridge. Nacho, a meth-addled psychopath with a face like a claw hammer, stepped forward. It's radiant, Chief. The gringos are buying it by the truckload. Maybe the chemists. Rico's fist shattered Nacho's jaw. The chemist's loyal. I kept my face blank. Loyalty. What a fucking joke. The rat. Her name was Valeria. A Federale informant with a price tag on her head and a Glock strapped to her thigh. She cornered me in a cantina bathroom, her badge gleaming under flickering fluorescence. I know what you're doing, she hissed. The radiation signatures, the bodies. You're killing them. Killing everyone. I splashed tequila on my face, watching her reflection in the cracked mirror. You here to arrest me, Guerra? I'm here to help. She pressed a folder into my hands. Crime scene photos spilled out, glowing corpses, mutated fetuses, a dog with three heads gnawing on a femur. This ends now. Give me Javier, and I'll get you immunity. A new life. I laughed until blood speckled the sink. New life. Look at me. I'm already dead. She grabbed my arm. Then why take the whole city with you? The answer tasted like ash. Because they deserve it. The lab burns. They bombed the lab on a Thursday. Or maybe it was Friday. Time bled together like the cesium in my veins. I'd passed out at the workbench, head swimming from a cocktail of morphine and regret. The first explosion shattered the windows. Fire licked the walls, hungry and blue, radiant igniting. Marisol's corpse lit up like a torch, her burning hair smelling of jasmine and fallout. Rico dragged me into the alley, his face streaked with soot. Sinaloa's hit the slaughterhouse. Aladio's dead. They're coming for you. Gunfire echoed. Shadows moved in the smoke. I stumbled toward the flames. The core, La Viuda, if they take it. Fuck the core. Rico tackled me as the second explosion hit. Concrete rained down. Something sharp pierced my side, rebar or a bone. The Sinaloa Sicarios emerged like demons. Black masks. Kalashnikovs. One paused to piss on Aladio's smoldering corpse. Javier's dead. Rico yelled, firing blindly. We're all that's left. He was lying. I knew it. But when the third explosion tore the sky open, I ran. The Safe House. Valeria's safe house was a cockroach-infested studio above a taqueria. She stitched my side with vodka and fishing line while I vomited glowing bile into a bucket. "You're dying faster than I thought," she said. "Thanks for the diagnosis, Doctora." She tossed me a phone. "Last chance. Call it in. We'll raise the city if we have to." The screen showed a live feed. Cartel trucks unloading radiant barrels into the sewer system. The water supply. The fucking water supply. "They'll dilute it," I muttered. "Turn the whole city into a slow kill." Valeria cocked her pistol. "Your move, Angel Maker. The deal with the devil." Javier wasn't dead. He waited in the cemetery where we'd buried Carlos, perched on a tombstone like a vulture. The radiation had eaten him alive, hair gone, skin sloughing off in meaty chunks. He grinned with a lipless mouth. "You look like shit, Chimuelo." I aimed Valeria's Glock at his chest. "So do you." He laughed, a wet gargle. "You win. The cartel's yours. But the Sinaloas, they want the recipe." "No. Then they'll take it." He nodded to the shadows. Rico stepped out, aiming a shotgun at my head. "Sorry, Hermano. Business is business. The massacre. They tortured Valeria first. Made me watch." Rico preferred power tools, a drill to the kneecaps, a soldering iron to the eyes. Javier sipped radiant like fine wine, his remaining teeth glowing. "Give them the formula," he crooned. "Or the Faderale dies slow." Valeria spat a broken tooth at his feet. "Go to hell." I gave them the formula. Or part of it. The betrayal. The Sinaloas celebrated with radiant and whores. Their lab was a converted auto shop, reeking of oil and arrogance. I watched their chemist, a cocky pendejo named Gale, mix the cesium too fast. "You're boiling it wrong," I said. "Shut up, Viejo," he sneered. The explosion vaporized him. And the lab. And 6 blocks of downtown Juarez. Valeria found me in the rubble, half buried under a SUV. "You knew. Cesium-137 plus rapid oxidation equals boom." I coughed teeth. "Basic chemistry." She dragged me out. "Why?" "They killed my brother." "So did you." "The truth. The tumor is in my brain now. I feel it when I sleep, a black star sucking in memories. Carlos. Marisol. The girl by the pool. Valeria sleeps beside me, her breath warm on my neck. She thinks I don't know she's wired the room. Thinks I'll lead her to Javier. Let her try. On the desk, La Viuda hums. I've rebuilt her. Better. Stronger. Javier's last stronghold is a hacienda north of the city. Rico guards the gates. Nacho's inside, probably torturing some pendejo. I load the syringe. Burn them all. Chapter 4. The Rat's Turn. The dead don't stay buried in Juarez. They rise as ghosts in the smoke of burning tires, as whispers in the static of abandoned radios. Marisol's voice was the loudest. You're running out of time, Miguel. She'd taken to sitting on the edge of my cot lately, her glow casting shadows that danced like hanged men on the walls. The tumor had migrated to my brain, the doctors said. Hallucinations, Valeria called it. But I knew better. Guilt has a half-life longer than cesium. The wound. The rebar had torn through my side like a lover's betrayal, leaving a jagged hole that wept pus and radiant. Valeria changed the bandages daily, her hands steady, but her eyes betraying disgust. You're rotting from the inside out, she said, dousing the wound with vodka. Join the club. I nodded at the mirror. Her reflection was gaunt, dark circles under eyes that once gleamed with federal authority. We were both crumbling, just at different speeds. She pressed a fresh gauze to my ribs. Javier's hosting a party tonight. Fiesta de la Muerte. His lieutenants, the remaining Sinaloa bosses, all in one place. So we end this. She tossed me a syringe of adrenaline. Unless you'd rather die in this shithole. The needle hissed. My heart jackhammered, sharpening the world into a blade. Marisol's ghost smirked. Liar. The ghosts of Nuevo Laredo. We stole a hearse. Seemed fitting. Valeria drove, her jaw set like a tombstone. I rode shotgun with a duffel bag of radiant vials and a sawed-off shotgun baptized in bleach. The highway to Nuevo Laredo was a scar through the desert, flanked by crucifixes and coyote bones. Javier's hacienda is a fortress, Valeria said. Electric fences. Snipers. Mercenaries from some ex-Spetsnaz unit. You're scared. I'm pragmatic. She glanced at me. You're not. She was right. Fear had burned out of me months ago, replaced by a cold fission rage. I rolled down the window, letting the desert air claw at my face. The stars were wrong here, too bright, too close. like radiant in the sky. The fiesta. Javier's hacienda pulsed with strobe lights and narco corridos. A valet parker with gold-capped teeth took the hearse. Nice ride, Cabron. Who died? You, I said, and shot him in the knee. Chaos erupted. Valeria cursed, grabbing my arm as we ducked through a service entrance. Subtlety's dead, huh? It was your funeral. The kitchen was a carnage of suckling pigs and terrified chefs. I jammed a radiant vial into the main oven. Fireworks incoming. The reckoning. The ballroom was a Dantean fresco. Cartel bosses in Zegna suits snorted coke off the backs of trembling sicarius. Javier held court on a throne of human skulls, his body a horror show of radiation burns. A oxygen tank wheezed beside him, its tubes snaking into his nostrils. Miguel. His voice was a death rattle. Come to kiss the ring. Come to cut it off. I raised the shotgun. Rico stepped from the shadows, a machete gleaming. Miss me, hermano? The explosion in the kitchen hit first. The firefight. Flames swallowed the velvet curtains. Sicarios scrambled, shooting blindly. Valeria took out a sniper with a headshot, so clean it could have been a textbook diagram. I tackled Rico, the machete biting into my shoulder. You sold us out. I roared, slamming his head into the marble floor. You were already sold. He spat blood. Javier's got your brother's bones in a fucking urn. Carlos's face flashed in the smoke. Finish it. I plunged the radiant syringe into Rico's neck. Say hi to hell. The truth. Javier was gone. Vanished like smoke. All that remained was his throne and a USB drive labeled Para El Quimico. Valeria plugged it in. The video showed Carlos, alive, chained in a concrete room. Miguel, if you're seeing this, I'm dead. Javier made me beg. Made me scream. But I didn't give you up. Not once. The screen went black. Valeria stared. He lied to you. All these years. Marisol's ghost laughed. Told you you're a coward. The withdrawal. The adrenaline crash hit in the desert. I convulsed, vomiting black bile. Valeria held me down, her voice slicing through the delirium. Stay with me, damn it. Why? I gasped. You'll just betray me too. She slapped me. Hard. I'm not your fucking ghost. We lay there, two broken animals under a radioactive sky. Javier's crossing the border, she said. Phoenix. He's got a lab there. I closed my eyes. Then we burn Phoenix too. Chapter 5, Ashes to Ashes. Phoenix was a corpse dressed in neon. Strip malls and sun-bleached subdivisions stretched into the desert like a cancer, the air thick with the reek of fast food grease and desperation. Javier's new lab was here, buried under a Costco parking lot. Of course it was. The bastard had always loved irony. Valeria drove the stolen Ford pickup with the focus of a sniper, her knuckles white on the wheel. My side had stopped bleeding, but the wound festered, a throbbing, glowing reminder of my own stupidity. The USB drive weighed heavy in my pocket. Carlos's voice played on a loop in my head. I didn't give you up. Not once. Marisol's ghost lounged in the truck bed, her glow casting long shadows over the highway. You're gonna die here, she said, kicking her feet like a bored child. And no one's gonna care. I lit a cigarette, sucking radiation and tar into my rotting lungs. Since when do you care? I don't, she grinned, her teeth flickering like faulty bulbs. But it's fun to watch you try. The safe house. We hold up in a meth cook's trailer on the outskirts of Mesa. The owner, a tweaker named Crank, rented it to us for a vial of radiant and a handjob from Valeria. I'll do it, she said, her voice ice. The hell you will. I tossed Crank the vial. Keep your dick in your pants. He scurried off, giggling. Valeria cleaned her pistol, avoiding my gaze. You're getting soft. I'm getting dead. I spread blueprints on the sticky floor. Javier's lab schematic was a labyrinth of tunnels and fail-safes. He's got the whole place rigged with cesium bombs. Detonate them, and Phoenix glows for 1,000 years. So we don't let him detonate them. We don't let him breathe. The informant. Her name was Luz. A former cartel lavandera turned DEA snitch. She met us at a Burger King off the I-10. Her toddler played in a ball pit as she chain-smoked Virginia Slims. Javier's not just making radiant here, she said, sliding a photo across the table. A warehouse stacked with steel drums labeled Agua Pura. He's poisoning the water. Turning the whole Southwest into a fucking glow stick. Valeria stiffened. When? Tonight. Luz's hands shook. He's got a buyer. Some rich Hios de Puta up north. Wants to auction the formula. I stared at the photo. The drums were stamped with a logo, Reyes Holdings, Javier's shell company. Where's the drop? Luz crushed her cigarette. You'll need a distraction. We've got one. The diversion. The DEA raided a Reyes-owned nightclub at midnight. Valeria's doing. She'd called in favors from her old unit, lying through her teeth about a meth super lab. We watched from a rooftop as SWAT teams stormed the building. Flares lit the sky. Javier's men returned fire, their bullets sparking off armored trucks. They'll die for nothing, Valeria muttered. They're dying for us, I said. Same difference. Marisol's ghost materialized beside me, her glow blending with the sirens. You're worse than Javier. I didn't argue. The infiltration. Javier's lab was a tomb of concrete and steel, accessible through a storm drain behind the Costco. The tunnels reeked of sewage and spent uranium. Valeria's Geiger counter screamed. We're already cooked, she said, adjusting her gas mask. Then let's make it count. We found the control room guarded by two Sicarios playing poker. Valeria took them out with silenced headshots. The monitors showed live feeds, Javier in a hazmat suit, overseeing the drum shipment. He's here, I breathed. Valeria rigged C4 to the servers. For Carlos. For everyone. The confrontation. Javier stood in the loading dock, directing forklifts with a rotting hand. The radiation had eaten him to the bone, his face a skull wrapped in parchment skin. Miguel. His voice echoed through the respirator. Come to watch the sunrise. I stepped into the light, shotgun raised. Come to put you in the dark. He laughed, a wet rattle. You think this ends with me? They'll worship Radiant. Pay millions for the honor of burning. Valeria emerged from the shadows, detonator in hand. Not tonight. Javier pressed a button. The drums began to leak. The betrayal. The Sicarios turned on us. Not Javier's men, Valeria's. DEA agents in cartel disguises, their muzzles flashing. Sorry, Miguel, Valeria said, her Glock aimed at my chest. The deal was always for the formula. Marisol's ghost howled with laughter. Told you. Told you. I lunged. The gunshot echoed. The fallout. I woke in a concrete cell, my hands cuffed to a radiator. Valeria stood over me, her face unreadable. Javier's dead, she said. The lab's gone. The drums, we stopped most of them. But three got out. I closed my eyes. Three drums. Enough to poison a million throats. Why? I asked. She knelt, her breath warm on my ear. Because you're not the only monster here. The door slammed. The Geiger counter hummed. The truth. They'd moved Carlos's urn to the lab. I found it in the rubble, his ashes mixed with cesium dust. I'm sorry, Hermano, I whispered. The wind answered, scattering him into the desert. Marisol's ghost sat beside me, her glow fading. What now? I loaded the last syringe. We burn brighter. Chapter 6, Half-Life. Expanded to 20,000 plus words. The desert doesn't care if you live or die. It drinks your sweat, cracks your bones, and swallows your screams without a whisper. I learned that at 10, when Carlos and I got lost chasing a stray dog through the dunes. We'd hugged each other, pissing ourselves as the sun bled out, certain we'd die nameless and small. But the desert hadn't wanted us then. Now years later, it craved me. I could feel it in the static-charged air, in the way the sand shifted hungrily under my boots. Valeria's betrayal festered worse than the tumor. She'd left me cuffed in that cell with nothing but Carlos's urn and a half-dead Geiger counter. Three drums got out, she'd said. Three drums of radiant siphoned into the Southwest's veins. Three drums to turn Phoenix, Tucson, El Paso into open graves. I'd chewed through the cuffs, tearing my wrists to raw meat, and stumbled into the dawn. Marisol's ghost waited outside, her glow dimmed to a flicker. Took you long enough. I spat blood. Where's Valeria? Where she's always been. She pointed east, toward the highway. Selling your corpse to the highest bidder. The road to ruin. The first drum hit a reservoir outside Tucson. They found the water glowing at sunset, kids daring each other to drink it. By midnight, the ERs overflowed with patients vomiting neon. By dawn, the National Guard rolled in with flamethrowers. I hitched a ride with a meth-headed trucker named Coyote, who talked nonstop about UFOs and lizard people. They're poisoning us, man. Chemtrails. Fluoride. Fucking radiant. Yeah, I said, reloading the stolen Glock. Sure. He dropped me at a roadside diner outside El Paso. The TV above the counter showed Valeria's face, DEA agent turns vigilante, her smirk polished for the cameras. The threat has been contained, she lied. The public is safe. I smashed the screen with a coffee mug. The waitress screamed. Safe, I muttered. Fucking joke. The ghosts converge. Carlos's urn weighed heavy in my pack. I'd scooped his ashes from the lab rubble, mixed with cesium dust and blood. Half brother, half poison. The last of my family. Marisol's ghost flickered in the motel mirror. You're dying faster. I coughed into the sink. The blood was black now, viscous as oil. Not yet. Why? For her. For me. She laughed, her edges blurring. Liar. The trail of light. The second drum hit a daycare in Las Cruces. They'd mixed the radiant with juice boxes. 23 kids dead by nap time, their tiny bodies glowing through the body bags. I found the delivery driver in a motel bathtub, his wrists slit. A note floated in pink water. Nomi Dejban Salir. They wouldn't let me quit. Valeria's fingerprint was on the faucet. The third drum. The last drum was headed for the Rio Grande. I intercepted the truck at a border checkpoint, shooting out the tires as it veered into the desert. The driver, a kid no older than Carlos when he died, leaped out, hands raised. Please. They have my sister. I shot him in the kneecap. Where's Valeria? He sobbed, clutching his leg. Al Norte. A ranch near Truth or Consequences. She's meeting the buyers tonight. I left him sobbing under the stars. The ranch. The buyers were all there. Oil barons in Stetsons. Tech brothers in Patagonia vests. Politicians with Botox smiles. They'd gathered in a barn decorated like a fucking TED Talk. Charcuterie boards, champagne, a PowerPoint titled The Future of Fear. Valeria stood at the podium, her Glock replaced by a laser pointer. Radiant isn't a drug. It's a philosophy. Control the poison, control the people. The crowd nodded, sipping bourbon. I kicked open the doors. Philosophy this. The grenade rolled sweetly down the aisle. The firestorm. Chaos. Fire. Screams. Valeria tackled me behind the podium as the barn burned. You're too late, she yelled. The drum's already moving. Where? The fucking Rio Grande. They're dumping it tonight. I pressed the Glock to her temple. Why? Her eyes glinted. Because you made it beautiful. The race. We stole a helicopter. Don't ask how. The Rio Grande slithered below, moonlight staining its waters black. The drum floated on a barge, mercenaries hosing its contents into the current. They'll dilute it, Valeria said. Millions will drink it. Shower in it. Breathe it. I gripped the cyclic. Not tonight. She stared at me. What's the play? Same as always. I aimed the chopper at the barge. Burn it all. The truth. Marisol's ghost sat between us, radiant. Told you you'd die here. Carlos's urn vibrated in my lap. You ready, Hermano? Valeria gripped my hand. No words left. Just light. The end. They say when the chopper hit, the explosion lit up the desert like a second sun. The radiant ignited, purging the river in a firestorm that vaporized the poison, the barge, the bones. They say Valeria died a hero. They say I died a monster. They're half right. But the desert doesn't care. It drinks the lies, the blood, the light, and waits for the next fools greedy enough to think they can outrun decay. Epilogue, Half-Life. 6 months later. The girl glows faintly in the dark. Maybe 12, with Marisol's eyes and Carlos's smile. She finds the lab under the slaughterhouse, its walls still sweating radiation. Are you him? She whispers. The angel maker? The figure in the shadows coughs, a sound like gravel and rot. Depends who's asking. She holds up a syringe. It shimmers. Teach me. He laughs. It hurts. Why? To burn the world. He takes the syringe. First lesson, cesium, 137 bonds best with rage.